Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, January the 21st, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, and we do want to send out a very special happy birthday wish to one of our family members here at the station. A happy birthday to Angie Evers today. I know she's at work this morning, and hope she's having a great day. Now, do want to... she's just one of the kindest people I know. Good mother, good daughter, good sister, just a genuinely nice person. So, happy birthday, Angie. Hope you have a great day. And we should be on tonight from 8:15 until 10 p.m. on this station tonight. So, Angie will be here tonight. If you want to say happy birthday to her, she should be in here tonight, as far as I know. Now, I have to greet you this morning with some sad news in the Marion area. Could be worse, but sad news. As many of you know who were on Route 309 yesterday, there was a big traffic accident. Now, it's not on the news report here this morning because it came in very, very late, all the information, but I know it was a mess trying to clean it up and get all the information together for a press release, but I'm going to give you the press release that I have right now. And here's what it is. Troopers from the Marion Post are investigating a serious injury crash that occurred on January 20th at approximately 1:53 p.m. on State Route 309 near Milepost 26 in Clarendon Township, Marion County. The crash involved a 2003 Chevrolet Cavalier driven by J.R. Crabtree, age 38, of Galleon, a 2019 International LT62F semi driven by Omar Mumman, age 48, of Burlington, Vermont, and a 2008 Honda CRV driven by Paxton Schwatterer, age 28, of Marion. Mr. Mumman was westbound on State Route 309, and Mr. Crabtree was eastbound. Ms. Schwatterer was also eastbound on State Route 309 behind Mr. Crabtree. Mr. Crabtree traveled left of center and was struck by the semi before coming to rest in the eastbound lane of State Route 309. Mr. Mumman's vehicle traveled off the south side of the roadway and struck a guardrail, a ditch, and a tree. Mr. Crabtree and his passenger, Hayden Kinney, age 30, of Marion, were ejected from the vehicle and sustained serious injuries as a result. Neither occupant was wearing a seatbelt. Ms. Schwatterer's vehicle was struck from debris, which caused minor damage to the vehicle. She was not injured as a result of the crash. Mr. Crabtree was transported to Marion General Hospital by First Consolidated EMS and was later transported to Riverside Hospital in Columbus by MedFlight Ground. Mr. Kinney was transported from the scene by Marion Township EMS to Marion General and was later transported to Grant Medical Center in Columbus by MedFlight Ground. Mr. Mumman was also traveling with a passenger, Mohammed Kassam, age 39, of Burlington, Vermont. They were both transported to Marion General Hospital by Marion Township EMS with non-life-threatening injuries. The Ohio State Highway Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Marion Township Fire and EMS, First Consolidated Fire and EMS, and the Ohio Department of Transportation. The crash remains under investigation. So right now we're thinking about the families of Mr. Crabtree and Mr. Kinney, and hope that everything turns out well with them. But I know this was a big crash, happened just before 2 p.m. yesterday, and I know the road was blocked off for quite a period of time, and I know people were listening on the scanners yesterday and heard all the commotion that was going on. I know there were helicopters out in that area, and the road was blocked off for some time. And we just send our best thoughts to the family. At this point, nobody has died, which is great, but two people with serious injuries, and they're both Marion residents, so I hope Mr. Crabtree and Mr. Kinney do get better. So I guess that's the best we can hope for at this point, and that will eventually end up on our top of the hour news report. Does anybody know anything about this accident, or know Mr. Kinney or Mr. Crabtree? It's very unfortunate, but it was being talked about yesterday all over the place. It was a big, big, unfortunate accident. Give us a buzz if you've heard or know anything. I know a lot of people listen to the scanners, and I know a lot of people also know a lot of people in Marion County. And, you know, I know a Crabtree who was here on the station for a long time, but I don't think this is him. Now, R would have been his initial, Rhett Crabtree, but I'm pretty sure he was older than 38. It seems to me like he's the minister of a church out in Green Camp, but I think he would be older than 38 years old. So I'm not sure of this Crabtree. Crabtree, a possible or a very common name, I guess I should say, in this area. So, if anybody knows anything, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. But that is the report we got this morning for the crash on 309 yesterday. So, that's that. Sorry to start the morning, this Getaway Friday, with unfortunate news like that, but unfortunately, unfortunate news is a part of life. Okay. Let's see here. What else do we have? Well, last night, you know, here's something interesting. I was telling you the other night that I did not sleep very well. Last night, I slept like a baby, as they say. I think I got up one time in the middle of the night, and it was very early on in the night, went right back to sleep, and woke up before the alarm this morning. Felt great. So I don't know what caused the good sleep last night. Maybe I was busy yesterday and exhausted myself to the point where I could get a good night's sleep. Went out last night, had dinner, had a great dinner last night at Perkins here in town with Angie and her mom Jeannie and Angie's daughter Natalie. We all went out and had dinner at Perkins. I had not been to Perkins in a long time, and the food was good. I actually, normally when I go to a restaurant, I'll have a salad or I'll have a hamburger and fries or something like that. And last night, for some reason, a baked potato really stuck out to me on the menu. So I had a loaded baked potato with cheese and broccoli, and it was all very good. So I appreciate that and appreciate the company with Jeannie and Angie and Natalie. We went out to Jeannie's house after. Jeannie has a tradition in her family when it comes to birthdays. Now, I know this is true for her daughters, but I don't know. It's probably true for the whole family, that Jeannie takes an angel food cake and she puts icing on it. Now, last year was really the first year that I had ever heard of this. And it was different. You know, I'd always heard of birthday cake, or sometimes if somebody likes a pie or a special kind of cake, that's what people do on birthdays. Well, this has been a tradition for Jeannie. I'm not really sure how it got started, but last year when I tried it for the first time, it is very good. So last night we went back to Jeannie's house after we ate at Perkins, and I had two slices of that cake, which was very, very good. Oh, I'm getting a message here now. Angie's out there listening this morning. Happy birthday, Angie. But apparently she only does this for Angie. Now, I don't know why that is. I'll have to get the backstory on that, on why she only does it for Angie. I thought she did it for everybody in the family. Now, I know when Charlie used to have birthdays here, we would have a birthday cake. But apparently, this is only an Angie thing. I used to call it a sponge cake. I'm not sure if it's a sponge cake or an angel food cake or what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a cool thing, like what Adam would say. I'm getting used to Adam's lingo, see?
Oh, my, you're not becoming like Adam, are you? You don't want to become windpipe number two.
Well, I think I'm past windpipe, you know. I'm past that. That's kind of mild, but last night watching Jeopardy, one of the questions on there was, who was the first president to talk on the radio? And you know naturally why I'm calling you. You know who it would be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you knew that or not. It was kind of surprising the way it worked out that you having a radio station here in Marion and stuff, and President Harding and all flying together, and me listening to you and knowing and learning more about Marion that you don't know. And I thought, well, I would have never known that if it wasn't on Jeopardy, but that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Well, is it, you know, it's very interesting, and for the people out there listening, President Harding was the first president to speak on radio, and obviously the WGH, which a lot of people still don't know in our call letters, stands for Warren G. Harding. It's kind of funny because President Harding obviously is so associated with the Marion Star because he started it, but he really should be associated with radio as well, and apparently Jeopardy did that, because he was the first president to ever speak on radio.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual the way it fell in order, you know, with you having, and I often was going to ask you if it was proper to call it call letters. Is that a correct way to talk, you know, like somebody like yourself or your call letters are? And is that what the proper language is, the letters like Warren G. Harding? I know what they stand for, but isn't there something about like the W? Now, the first W, and like WLW and WMRN, what is that significant letter stands for?
That's interesting. And call letters are fine. They usually call them the station's call letters.
Okay. I just called off the top of my head because I didn't know the real pronunciation of that.
It's interesting that all stations, and I'm not sure where this happens, but it happens somewhere in the middle of the United States, but all stations, pretty much Midwest, East Coast, are all W's. They all start with W's. Now, if you go out to, like, California or Arizona, places in on that side of the United States, they start with K. Now, my guess is, like, out there, if we started a radio station, we would be KWGH. That's how it would be out there.
Okay.
Now, I think the reason, now there's probably a much more significant reason than I'm about to give, but I think what happened, there are only so many call letters, and I remember when we were trying to come up with call letters for this station, you would try some, and they would say, well, that's already taken, because there were a lot of television stations, radio stations across the country. And I think what happened is when they opened up a radio more to the West Coast, they put K in front of those, so there could be a KWGH and there could be a WWGH. I think that's what it was all about, but there's probably a more scientific reason.
Well, that's pretty good. Say, now, did you say the dividing line was west of the Mississippi or east of the Mississippi or the Continental Divide, or where is that dividing line that they K and W?
I think it would be west of the Mississippi. Tends to be, yeah, it's a very small portion of the country. It's definitely not right down the middle, but I know all the California stations are K's.
And Scott, is there any kind of way that a person would know, like say in the state of Ohio, to punch up on a computer, that you could tell how many radio stations are in Ohio. Just say, for instance, like you, we don't call you the smallest or the largest, but is there a definition between small and large radio station? I know the frequency of the miles it travels out so far, or maybe they don't calculate miles, but I'd say airwaves, how far they go. Is that the terminology of small, medium, or large in the radio business?
Yeah, that's usually what they're talking about, and it's kind of interesting because I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air, but I'll do it now. When WMRN started out, they were only 250 watts, and they were only on during the day. And they started out at 1,500 on the dial. There was only an AM dial back in 1940, so they were 1,500 on the dial, and they were 250 watts. Well, as more radio stations were coming into fruition at that time, they decided that bigger stations needed to be at the top of the dial on the 1500 mark. So that's how WMRN ended up at 1490, because they made them get off the 1500 spot because they considered WMRN a small station because of their frequency. And I'm looking here at number of radio stations. Let me pull up Ohio here. They have each state as far as that goes. Ohio actually has a lot of radio stations. It looks to me here like Ohio has 443 radio stations, which is a lot more than other states.
Okay. Something happened to my phone, and it went blank, and then I didn't hear you.
Well, let me tell you the frequency thing again. It's interesting you asked. I'll tell the story again. I just did it for the audience, but it's a short story, and it's worth hearing.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah. When WMRN started out, they were only 250 watts, and they were actually 1,500 on the AM dial, because there was only an AM dial back then. And sometimes I'll catch people up on that. I'll say, well, what frequency did WMRN start out on? And they'll all say 1490. And I'll say, no, it was 1500. Well, what happened was, as more radio stations were coming into fruition, they decided that the high power radio stations, the big radio stations, needed to be on the main frequencies, and they would have considered 1500 a main frequency. So they made WMRN go to 1490 because they considered them a small station.
Okay. That sounds reasonable. It's very interesting, and I had a little note. I write a few little notes down, and you know, sometime when you get a chance and a little spare time on the radio, why, I think it'd be interesting to us to know, like, owning a business, guy, about the overhead and stuff. I'd like for you to run down, particularly just to your radio station, what it costs you to run your radio station in a year. If you wouldn't mind doing something, I mean, you wouldn't have to give the money, but you'd just say X amount of dollars or stuff like that. That'd be fine, but I'd just like to know the procedure of how your business, I call it your business, you're the one that's there, but I know that there's more people involved than you, they like sponsors and all that. But it'd be interesting for you to go through the channels and stuff, but the responsibility and all that stuff, the way things work for you, if you would someday.
Sure, no problem at all.
Sounds good. Well, I'll let you go, and that Angie now, would that be a secret thing, how old she is?
You know, she has no problem with age. She would tell you. It's 41 today.
That's what I thought. I heard her say 40 before, but I didn't know if that was a cover-up thing or not. You know, I thought she was a lot younger than that.
Well, I'll tell you, last night at the restaurant, the server thought her daughter, who is just 15 years old, was her sister. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun thing. Okay, go ahead, Scott. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm also getting word here that Amy, who is Angie's sister, does not like angel food cake. So she does not get the traditional Evers angel food a whipped cream. No, it's icing. It's not whipped cream, but it's not icing like you would think. It's not like Duncan Hines icing. It's more of a fluffy icing that goes on top of this this angel food cake. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did you see where Meatloaf passed away?
You know, I saw that. I was just scrolling through the internet this morning, looking for information about that accident yesterday, and I saw that. 73, was it?
74.
You know, he was always a big guy. Did it say what he passed away from?
No.
You know, that's a shame. He was a very well-known person in his era, but I hadn't heard much from him in the last few years.
No, I don't even know if he was touring or anything like that, but he was in three movies.
Yeah, he was a very popular performer. A lot of people, he was also a very popular talk show guest. I remember him doing a lot of things in the 90s. I think his name, how did he get the name Meatloaf? Did any of those things say?
No, I don't know.
That'd be interesting to know. I wonder how he got the name Meatloaf.
Unless he's really named Meatloaf.
I don't know. I don't think his parents were that creative.
No, but some parents, the names that they give their children.
Well, that is true. Well, you know, I always wonder nowadays, do people create these names, or are they actually from something? Like kids that are named Charity. I hear that one a lot now. Now, Charity's obviously a word, but some kids are named things that I've never heard the word before. I've never heard the name before. So I'm not really sure how a lot of these names come about.
Yeah, I mean, you give a kid a, you know, bad name or something like that, you know. An employer wants to hire a Tom, but they want some of these weird names, you know.
Hey, I had a question for you. This morning we are going to do another Sans Soda giveaway, and I know you got the last Sans Soda. Was that a $10 gift card?
Yeah,
I thought it was 10. So these are definitely $10 gift cards. So we will be doing that this morning as well.
Yeah, I got lasagna with that.
Oh, good. How was the lasagna?
Oh, it's great. I had a good lasagna.
Well, somebody else could possibly win a lasagna or a pizza. For $10, you can get a decent amount of stuff down there at Sans Soda's.
Yeah, their pizza's good, too. I like their pizza.
Yeah, so I want to let everybody know, as soon as we get through our news here this morning, we're going to crank up the game machine, and we'll give another $10 away from Sans Soda's.
Well, I'll play with you, but I'll give Judy's name. Maybe she'll win something.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So now, does anybody know the difference between sponge and angel food cake? Because I would have called the cake last night that I had a sponge cake. That's how I would have referred to it. But what's the difference between sponge and angel food? Or are they the same thing? But I'll tell you, it's a very good cake. I've become a believer in it. It's basically just an angel food cake with vanilla icing on it. And it's very, very good. So there's that. But if anybody knows the difference between angel food and sponge, let me know. Okay, so we talked about the unfortunate accident yesterday out on 309, talked about the dinner last night. Okay, we are going to do the Sans Soda's here. We're going to do it this morning by asking questions and then putting everybody's name in a bucket. And this time, we're just going to put them in a bucket. Last time, I tried to number everybody's name, and that did not work out very well. So this morning, I'm just going to throw everybody's name in a bucket, and we're going to draw a winner. Because that's just much easier to do. Okay. Oh, now here's something I want to mention before we get to the game. Actually, a couple things here. I just to keep everybody in the loop, because we do all love to eat. Dairy Queen, I believe, is opening up again on January the 26th. Saw that. They close now, I think it's the day before Thanksgiving is when Dairy Queen closes. That's why the tradition has been here that on the day before Thanksgiving, we go down to Dairy Queen, we get an Oreo Blizzard, we come here to the studio, and we put up the Christmas decorations. And we've been doing that for years. So all of you who've been missing Dairy Queen, which closed the day before Thanksgiving, you will not have to wait much longer, as they will reopen on January the 26th, which is next week. So not too far off. Also, I saw something on the internet this morning. I have no inside information on this, but that Stewart's Root Beer is supposed to open back up on February the 28th, the last day of February. Although, I don't have any inside information. I don't know if this is true or not. Matter of fact, people have fallen off the face of the earth, so I don't know if the 28th is right or not. But if I get confirmation, I'll let you know about Stewart's Root Beer. But somebody did say February 28th. All right. I'm being told here that it's fluffy white icing. Now, where do you get fluffy white icing? Now, this conversation came up last night. Janie got her fluffy white icing. I think she used to buy it here in town, but apparently she can't find it anymore. So does help Janie Evers out. Where can you get fluffy white icing? If you know, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, okay, thank you. Trying to stay nice and toasty. So, how do you think this show compares to the show from exactly a week ago? Radio Marathon. How do we compare?
Well, you know, I honestly never like to critique other people's shows, and this is also why I never tell other people what to do with their show, because I always figure radio's subjective. And something I like, somebody else might not like. So, it's hard to tell. The only thing I remember is last week, you must have forgot, even though you listen every morning, that Ted Williams does my intro. Or you got excited. Because
yeah,
you started...
I did a donut, you know, I talked a little, then he talked, then I talked again, but it kind of meshed pretty well.
You know, I don't know. Not for me listening, it didn't. He cut you off, and then you came back in, and it was kind of different.
Well, it just keeps people on their toes, I guess, and makes sure everybody wakes up.
Did you forget he was going to speak?
I was kind of prognosticating where you were last Friday, and I was thinking Buckingham Palace interviewing the Queen, because you're one to accept any challenge like you did with Geraldo. But you were back in town later in the day, so I don't think you were really across the ocean.
No, I did not. I did not hop the
back
pond
from the UK that quickly.
Yeah, no, I didn't hop the pond.
We having coffee at Starbucks with Geraldo. Anything a little closer than going to the UK?
It was closer than the UK, but I cannot disclose at this point where I was. You know, it's mysterious. Like, who used to do that, Wolfman Jack, broadcasting from an undisclosed location?
I love Wolfman Jack. So that's about all I really had to say. I guess I couldn't think of anything else. So am I talking slower, because it seems like when I call, they think I talk fast, and I talk faster in person.
Well, you know what, and I've wondered about this, because it's not a knock, but if you listen to one of your shows, you do, and obviously meeting you in person, as other people have done, you do talk a lot faster and seem a lot more uncomfortable and shy, is the term I would use, in person than you do on the radio. Is that a purposeful thing, that you adopt a radio personality?
I guess it adds a little bit of mystery. You know, you're never quite sure what out of you're going to get. You know, my opinions, my sense of humor, those are the same. You're right. You know, I was listening to you and Glenn, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, my opinions aren't going to change, and, you know, there's certainly one issue where me and Glenn are polar opposites.
Yeah, but you...
almost identical.
But a lot of times you won't give your opinion. Like, when you knew Glenn had a different opinion than you, that one day you came in on that show, you would not give your opinion in front of Glenn.
Yeah, well, I'd probably take after you, because you often don't give your opinion.
Well, right, but if you say you give your opinion, then you don't. That's a little... I just don't all the time.
Yeah, you keep them... put a little bit of mystery. But there's some things I feel are so important, and I just get so tired of seeing things that are just ridiculous that I just have no choice. It's just natural.
You know, you used the right word there. And this is also kind of why I don't do it. Number one, I don't think if you're a journalist, if you are giving your opinion on the air, I don't think you're a journalist, because you are telling people what you think. Now, that's fine, you can still be a broadcaster and do that, and many have made millions of dollars doing that. But I don't think you can call yourself a news person or a journalist if you do that, because you're imparting on people. You've already given them a bias. You've already said, listen, I'm biased on this issue. This is how I feel. So no matter who my guest is, I'm probably booking toward the way I feel. So that's one of the reasons I don't do it. But one of the other reasons is the word you used, opinion. And I think that my opinion doesn't really matter toward a radio audience. Now, if you ask me something in person, if I want to tell you, I'll tell you, and I'll give you my opinion on something. But to be honest, the radio audience, do they really care what I think? Is it my job to use the public airwave to try to get something that I feel personally about across? And it is just an opinion, not fact. So that's another reason.
Yeah, it just kind of adds to the mystery. I mean, there are certainly differences in my broadcast persona. You know, and I'm self-taught. So it's just like being around different stations, and I think maybe the college station, the professional stations, and then going back into radio 10, 12 years ago, and then I'd never really done talk before, so I just kind of immersed myself in that, and I listened to the other hosts. You know, I have a little bit of all the other hosts, I think, in me, plus a lot of my own nature.
Well, you know what I've noticed? When somebody's a DJ and just playing music, you don't hear a whole lot of opinion because they don't talk a whole lot. And in talk radio, you get a lot more opinion because people have more time to talk. But the problem is, with that, having all this time to talk, is that you tend to repeat yourself. All people do. If they're giving their opinion, because they feel so strongly about it. And I think sometimes, I'm not saying it's a bad opinion, but it becomes rather monotonous. I think people say, yes, I understand how you feel about that. I get it. And now you've told us 6,000 times. And I think that becomes cumbersome when you're giving your opinion as well.
I would say. I mean, there are, I guess, differences in personalities. I would say, yeah, if I don't really know somebody, I'm pretty shy in person. But, you know, once I do know somebody, I don't shut up. But I probably do talk faster. It just, I think what I've learned, if I have a microphone in front of me, the delivery is going to be different.
And nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. I guess I'm just too old to try to change that. Whereas some people, it seems like they're always talking like they're on the radio. And that's not something I tend to do, even though it might be kind of interesting, because there is a difference in the delivery.
Well, so, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fine. I certainly would not say that's a bad thing to do that, because a lot of times talking slower and more clear is better. I mean, I think if people were zooming through. Here's my main pet peeve in radio, and it's not necessarily directed at you or anybody, to be honest. But any radio show I listen to, I cannot stand when somebody asks a question. They have a guest or somebody calls in, and they ask a question, and the caller's talking, and then they start to talk over them because they can't wait long enough to let them finish. Because what happens is, then you can't understand either person. And radio is all verbal. There's no picture here at all. And when people are talking over each other, I wish people understood that I can't understand either one of you. And I understand why people do it. They're very interested in making their point. But when you're talking, when somebody else is talking, you can't understand anything. It sounds awful on the radio. They call it crosstalk. And so that's my main pet peeve in radio. I don't really care how fast or slow anybody talks or how deep or squeaky their voice is, but just don't talk over each other.
That's always a good idea, because sometimes there's just technical issues. The person may not be able to hear me over the phone as well as over the air. I don't understand why some of the listeners say they can't hear me when I'm on the phone with them. That makes no sense, but...
Well, I have watched your videos, and you do back up from the microphone, and I know that does seem slight, but it does matter. I have had guests on who are not particularly in radio. Now, I can hear them fine, because I always have a headset on. I can hear them fine through the headset, but if you have a cell phone, which most people do now, most people don't have landlines, as you know, the connection is not as good as the old landlines used to be. So if you're trying to listen to the person through a cell phone, and it would be like being on another cell phone and backing up from it. That's essentially what people are doing when they're not talking directly into the microphone.
I always watch the levels as the thing. I always have it where it's between like 0 and +3. If I was backing up, that's one thing, but I constantly look at the levels. When I was doing Pastor Steve's show, I just kind of motioned for him to move close to the microphone because the levels were too low and that it sounded much better. So don't really understand that.
I think it happens when you turn to look at the camera is when I've noticed. You'll turn to look at yourself in the camera and fix your hair or something. And
I guess I'm just too cute to do that Facebook Live. You know?
Well, I'll leave that up to somebody else. But what I'm saying, when you do that, you're turning away from the microphone. And of course, you can't see the levels if you're looking into your cell phone. And I think that's when it's happening.
I'll continue to look at the levels. And then when I listen to the tape, because I've listened almost every hour of those shows, and it's been quite a bit, 5 hours in the hour earlier this week, the levels are fine and very even. We don't have the Optimod that some stations do, but to me, the levels were great.
Oh, no.
I'm still trying to crack that nut.
You can hear you fine. That's what I'm saying. You could hear Pastor Steve on the air last week, even though the levels were lower. If you were listening in your car, you could hear him fine. But over the phone is going to be different because
Okay, so over the phone, you're saying the levels are good. It just you should be close to the mic. Okay, well, I can work on that. I'm certainly amenable to addressing that. I just don't want to overmodulate, but We can take that under advisement, as they say.
Yeah, no problem. And again, it's not a critique. It's just, it's just sometimes, everybody's got their quirks. I always have to play with the microphone when I come in here in the morning.
Yeah. So for the next contest giveaway, I guess no one thinks they can stump the DJ, which is very possible because of my vast knowledge. So we'll play Family Feud or something, but if people are going to win that gift card, they're going to earn it.
I heard some of that show, and here's what I think happened. I think what happened was, number one, and again, it's just the way it is, your shows aren't always live, and I think sometimes people don't know when it's going to be a repeat or when it's going to be live, and advertising that on the internet does not work for a vast majority of the audience because a vast majority of the audience is not on the internet. So I think that was one of the problems. And then I think also stumping the DJ is okay, but I think it's that period of music. Like the two gentlemen who called in, I'm sure they know music, but the time period I think was a little off for them.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'll do Family Feud or something else.
Well, I've got I'm doing Family Feud this morning to give away this Sans Sodas, but it's a very unique way of doing it, and people will find out about that momentarily. So maybe you can take a note from this and combine the two, the stuff, the DJ.
I'll be listening and probably calling.
Yeah, well, this one might even be difficult for you. I'm making it a little more difficult.
You're a much, much better host than Steve Harvey. I don't know how they picked him to host the Family Feud. Richard Dawson was great. They really should find a better host for the TV version. Maybe they should just hire you.
Well, I'm not going to go around kissing everybody like Richard Dawson did.
Well, remember after he got married, his wife told him he didn't want him kissing the girls anymore, so he kind of laid off of that.
I don't know what that was. I don't know why he felt the need to kiss everybody.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
God bless his heart.
I mean, he would kind of flirt with the pretty female contestants on Match Game and kind of extended that, I guess, when he hosted Family Feud.
So do you know, Adam, the line where W's become K's in radio?
I was going to call about that. My understanding is the Mississippi, like you said, but then wasn't WDKA in Pittsburgh, KDKA, and then KYW, and isn't KYW in Philadelphia still KYW because it's such an older station?
Yeah, there are some exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, and there's been a big population shift in people going west. I mean, look at how California, Colorado, Texas, how those states have jumped in population, and so more radio stations, and therefore those are using up the K's. Even though the real old, again, some of the older stations on like KYW, I think that's what they still go by. So it's not a strict line. It's kind of like how they divide the divisions in professional sports. Remember, the Reds were in the NL West before they had three different geographical distributions. Whereas Atlanta was East, so they had a. They had an east and a west, and I think they sometimes go east, west, east, south, north. It isn't always geographically correct.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Atlanta was west, right? Atlanta was west. Pittsburgh was east. Then they made the central, which made a little more sense. But also, it's again with hockey that used to be more of a northern sport. Now it's kind of anywhere. You just play it inside and cool the arena so the ice doesn't melt, but just with some sports, depending upon where the teams tend to be located. It seems like a lot of NFL teams are constantly moving, but with radio, I think also there could be a WWGH AM where just the FM, and then sometimes you have AM and FM, like we used. I mean, or a TV. I mean, at one time there was WTVN, AM, FM, and TV, then WTVN, FM became WLVQ in the 70s when they switched from the beautiful music to the rock.
It's an interesting business.
Yeah, and then, you know, Mexico, they start with an X, and then Canada, it's a C. So, it is kind of fascinating, and but that is my understanding.
Yeah.
But it isn't a strict distribution, just like in sports. Just because the team's in the Southern Division doesn't mean it's necessarily all that South.
That's right.
You know, we're a W. You think of Warren G. Harding. It seems like a pretty obvious choice for the call letters.
It actually wasn't. It took a while, to be honest with you, to stumble on that one. But maybe someday I'll tell that story.
Yeah, I guess WMRN, well, that's Marion. Maybe it stands for the morning show, too. I was thinking
well,
of that.
I'll tell you this. Nobody really knows. Somebody should have asked somebody before they all went to their reward, because I think they have it down to three, but really nobody knows what it stands for.
Yeah, like KYW, I don't know. It's got a good ring to it, but I'm not sure what that stood for. Then you have WABC, WCBS, WNBC in New York City.
Yeah.
So sometimes it isn't, and I have no idea what KDKA or WDKA stands for. You might know.
I don't know. We have
connections to Pittsburgh, so, I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Wait.
But, yeah, sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not. But either way, as long as you know how to tune in, that's what counts.
That's right. We forge along. Thanks, Adam.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting with WMRN. People have it down to three, depending on who you talk to. Some people will say Marion Radio News. Some people will say Marion without the vowels. And some people will say what Marion really needs. So I really don't know what Bob Mason thought it was or was going to be. I think his daughter told me it was what Marion really needs. But I don't really know. I wasn't there in 1940 when they went on the air. 740-383-9944. Okay, just tuning in. Dairy Queen reopens January the 26th. Stewart's Root Beer, I think, February the 28th. Although, I have no inside information, and it seems like people are missing from that situation for the last 4 or 5 months. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not. I missed the show yesterday because I had an early appointment. Did Sue ever call in?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yeah, I didn't know I had an early appointment. And I missed it. And, so she did get a hold of you.
Yep, she did. We talked yesterday.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Yep, and I'll bring that up later on again. Hopefully Sue's listening. I don't know if she ever got her radio tuned or not, but we might talk about that next hour. We're running out of time in this hour. We are going to do giveaways, by the way. Stay tuned. I've got the Sans Soda's $10 gift card. We're gonna do that. Kind of a unique way. It is going to be Family Feud, but it's going to be a different kind of way of doing Family Feud this morning, which I think will be more fun for people here in the Marion area. Nobody knows the difference between a sponge cake and an angel food cake, I guess. Oh, I want to send out, we love our listeners, and one of our listeners out there this morning is Chewy Garno. Now, I'm guessing Chewy is not his, what do they call that? Christian name is what they say. But Chewy Garno out there listening, and we thank him for being out there, and maybe he'll participate in the prize giveaway starting next hour, and maybe he'll win the $10 from Sans Soda's. Okay. I think we've covered the runway, so we can come back. Oh, there is a few, something I want to say about Groundhog Day, and then after that, we will get into the prize giveaway. So come back with us in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
At the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a...
And he says, I don't want your fighters. I got better action than you upstairs. He says, I'll call you when I have a vacancy.